Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another broadcast of Something for the Fellas with your host, Curtis Taylor Sr. Something for the Fellas is an innovative, thought-provoking show geared toward the upliftment, encouragement, and renewal of the African-American male. However, all are welcome, regardless of race, creed, or gender. And now, get ready. Here's your host, Mr. Curtis Taylor Sr.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another broadcast of Something for the Fellas with yours truly, myself, Curtis Taylor Sr., as your host. And as I always do before each and every broadcast that I present, I like to take a moment to thank God for another day and another opportunity to come before you all with this format that I've come up with, Something for the Fellas. And definitely want to appreciate everyone that has taken the time that supported me through my first season, which was last year. I definitely thank each and every one of you guys. I appreciate it. It really keeps me humble and remained on the task at hand and the focus to bring you shows each and every week on Thursday to try to be as informative as I can and things of that nature. So what I decided to do, and oh, before I even do that, I want to thank everyone who tuned in to last week's episode. I'm definitely appreciative and eternally grateful for it. You know, we did the season two premiere broadcast. I did it from the barbershop, More Than a Haircut. And shout out to my brother Tyrone Taylor and my little brother Jordan Trent Scott, Swag. Also my brother Jermaine Reynolds and everyone else. And most definitely, without a doubt, my big brother Tony Stallings of Soul of America Radio. And Tony has assured me that he may be running a little late, but he got a family situation and things of that nature, but he's probably going to be tuning in here shortly. And already, I see my lines already blowing up. I'm going to get to all of my callers here shortly. But what I want to do is, on tonight's broadcast, I titled it The Legacy, The Man, The Dream. Or I posed the question, or has it become a dream deferred? And, of course, we all know that we've just celebrated the observance of Martin Luther King's birthday, which is set aside for the third Monday of every January. And with that being said, you know, we also had the movie Selma, which has debuted and everything, and is doing tremendous as far as the box office is concerned. And Oprah Winfrey and the entire cast of Selma, and they all descended on the city of Selma, Alabama, and they actually had a concert with featuring John Legend and Common, actually on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, which was totally outstanding. And it was, oh, man, it was record crowds that were there in attendance, and they were there for the Q&A session, if you would, that was held out there at Selma outside of the City Hall steps and things of that nature. And also just a little public service announcement that on March the 8th, this coming March the 8th, which is going to be a Sunday, is going to be the 50th anniversary of the Bloody Sunday March, and myself, along with all of the Prince Hall Masons of Alabama jurisdiction, are going to we did it last year. We're going to re-descend on the city of Selma, Alabama, to do the reenactment of the march on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. So that's going to be great. Whether, regardless of you, a Mason or Eastern Star or a part of any Greek fraternity or whatever the case may be, this is something that you should want to be a part of. It's going to be history. It has been confirmed that the President of the United States, none other than Mr. Barack Obama himself, will be there and he will be in attendance. So this is definitely, like I said, it's going to be a history-making event. It's something that you would want to bring your entire family to be a part of, whether you'd be able to actually participate in the march, but just to be there to reenact history and to get a more in-depth aspect of the strides that we've taken place. Okay, but with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and this is the question that I pose for tonight's broadcast, and I see you guys. I see you blowing up the phone lines, and I appreciate you. Just bear with me one second. I'm going to take my first caller here in just a second. But the question that I posed for tonight's broadcast was, have enough strides been taken, you know, correlating with the title, or has this become a dream deferred? Have enough strides been taken for employment, racial equality, social equality, and or justice? Has it taken place? Or I pose the second question, have we been lulled into a false sense of complacency? Now, I've had several commitments of people that have said, hey, Kirk, man, we got to be, we want to be a part of this show. We want to be involved. And I'm going to try to, I don't even know if I'm going to open up the chat room. I'm gonna probably open it. But to all my people that support Something for the Fellas via the chat room, don't feel dismayed or that I don't see you, because I will see you, but I expect so many callers to call in. I'm going to try to get to everybody as much as I possibly can. So with that being said, I'm going to I see my first call. And what I do is always I start with the area code and then the last four of your phone number. So with that being said, I got my first caller on the line, and it's area code 256, and the last four of your number is 0778. If you would, caller, go ahead and introduce yourself, give us your name and where you're calling from.
Well, yeah, Curtis, my name is Ray Bracken, bruh, and I hail. I run into you daily, or at least weekly, in Decatur, Alabama. I know you know who I am. I just want to commend you for opening the opportunity to have this discussion. But to answer your question, I truly believe that Martin Luther King and all the other, I would say, freedom fighters, activists, marched upon Selma, spoke for our civil liberties, did the things that need to be done to get us to the gate. So when the question is asked, is this just something that's been taken to a place and now deferred, I would assume to say that they brought us to the battleground. See, with Martin Luther King, now we can sit in a restaurant. We can share the same toilet stool. But we still have strides, and I stress the word strides, to take, to be accepted completely equal. See, I'm an aerospace and mechanical engineer, math minor, work for NASA. I'm a rocket scientist. Come from Oakville, Alabama, the home of Jesse Owens. And I see it daily that we haven't completely completed the dream. But at the same time, we have people, male figures in place, that aren't being the role models and leaders for our children of today. I see it on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We've lost sight. So I challenge all of our males, our men, our leaders, to take their proper Christian place, to be the heads of our household, put God back in the picture, and do what we need to do to proceed in the carry dream further.
Outstanding, bro. And again, if the one of you, and I promise I got callers blowing up this thing, I'm going to get to each and every one of you guys, and I'm going to try to allow everyone to have opportunity to speak, and I'm definitely appreciative that my great brother, Randy Brackens, also one of my Prince Hall-affiliated Masonic brothers, has found it in his time to grace us with his presence. And you know what, bro, I'm going to just go ahead and tell you, those words that you just spoke were definitely very profound, and you hit the key on the head. We have to start in the home first before we could go out here and try to take strides necessary in the public eye. I mean, you know, it's like we don't want it to be where an individual is wearing two faces, so to speak, where you present yourself to be a certain way in public, but you're a totally different way at the house. So when you said that, you definitely said something that was very profound. It starts at home, and that's what I try to attempt to do with these broadcasts is to let us come together to find a common ground to form a cohesive collective collaboration in a unit to offer this input, this advice, and these opinions and everything. And like I always say on all of my broadcasts, everyone is welcome. All opinions, or input or advice, if you would be respected, whether the entire panel agrees or disagrees, but it will be respected. So, with that, and oh my God, I got the chat room was blowing up. I'm trying to moderate and everything, but Randy, if you could just, I'm only on the air for an hour, so if you want to hang out with me, I definitely appreciate it, and I'll be going.
I'm along for the whole ride, man. I'm here for the whole ride. I respect what you're doing.
Hey, I appreciate you, bro. But with that being said, I got Mr. John H., and he doesn't say where he's from, but he's chiming into the chat room, and he says, first and foremost, Kurt, congratulations on your second season of Something for the Fellas. Man, you've come a long way. I remember when you first started your first broadcast last year, and then you moved on to your TV version, but I really want to commend you on when you did your Father's Day event in the park here in Decatur. I guess, he didn't say where he's from, but I just read he said he was in Decatur, Alabama. But, yeah, I do believe that this show is needed due to the simple fact that we as men, especially black men, do not need to be lulled into a false sense of complacency, using your words. And we need to realize that even though some strides, as Mr. Bracken has mentioned earlier, some strides have been made, there is still a long road to go. Wow. First and foremost, John, wherever you are, I just want to appreciate you for first and foremost tuning in and supporting Something for the Fellas. And you too, along with my great brother Randy, have presented a tremendous point. It's very profound, you know, and that's what I try to do with this broadcast. You know, I want us to tackle these issues. On my show, Something for the Fellas, I try to venture outside of the box, so to speak. I try to tackle the issues that a lot of people stray away from to remain politically correct, so to speak, on their broadcast. You know, that's why I didn't want to name my show the Curtis Taylor Show or the Curtis Taylor. I just took my name completely out of it, and I titled it Something for the Fellas because I'm a firm believer in that it's going to take us as men, and another thing, and piggybacking off what Randy said earlier, to take our roles back first and foremost as men, it didn't come together. Let's get all of the I's out of the way. And I hope that those of you that are listening and things of that nature will agree with me when I say this. We need to get rid of these I problems. Let's take I out of the way and make it we. Let's make it us. Let's make it they, or let's make it them, or whatever adjective you want to interject to use at this juncture or whatever the case may be. But I definitely want to thank you, as I said, first and foremost, for coming into the chat room and bringing us those words. And again, I appreciate you for supporting Something for the Fellas. And as you said, you've been supporting from day one, from last year. And I thank you for supporting the Father's Day event. And again, just another quick public service announcement. I'm going to have my third annual Something for the Fellas Unity Day, pre-Father's Day celebration. It's going to be held again this year on the Saturday before Father's Day, which will be June 13th. And it's going to be held again at the McGregor Park with the AC Banks Parks, which used to be McCartney Park. But we'll get into that later on. But, so, Randy, you know, going back to what Mr. John H. said, you know, and that's the reason I posed the question in the beginning. Like you said in your introduction, you're basically a rocket scientist. You are an aerospace engineer for NASA, correct?
That is correct.
Now, just that job title that you have alone, that's tremendous strides, you know, because – For years, you know, we've been delegated, if I can loosely use that term, we've been delegated to accepting menial jobs. You know,
let me share something with you, Curtis.
Go ahead, bro.
This is the thing. You know, I realized a long time ago that we as African American, I don't even like to use that word African American. We as black people.
I don't. Exactly.
So we as black people, we came from kings and queens. We were the first artificers, the first engineers, first divers, first scientists. We discovered fire. We built buildings and monuments that's yet to be exemplified and figured out how we've done it with the limited resources that was available that can barely be done with the resources that we have today. I recognize God, Jehovah Jireh, El Shaddai, whatever deity you want to call him, a great supreme being, the the Gaucho Great Architecture of the Universe, recognize where my help comes from. And being that I know that God has allowed me to make it to NASA, to have 3 degrees, a Bachelor of Computer Science, Aerospace Engineering, Mechanical Engineering, and a minor in Math, I try my best on a daily basis to give back to our children, tutoring, math and science. The thing is that God has allowed us to, he's blessed us as a people. You can go to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, 1st through the 15th verse, and realize the blessing, or you can go further from the 16th verse and understand the curse. But I believe we as a people are destined to take back what was truly given to be ours. But it starts at home, like you said. It starts as us as men recognizing that we're the head of our house, teaching our children the correct way. But the only way we can teach them the correct way is when we humble down ourselves and take the position that's given to us as men. So, once again, I commend you for making effort, strive, going through your trials, tribulations, coming out your own pocket to reach out to the community. And I'm your number one fan. So with that being said, that's all I can say.
Hey, you know what, Randy, man, I definitely appreciate that. But again, that's what it all boils down to, you know. And that's what, you know, that basically correlates to the section that I had set aside for have we made enough strides for employment. I mean, you know, with your job, myself being retired from the Army, I made the Army a career, did 20 years in the United States Army, and I got 3 combat tours, got a retirement. I have a regular 9-to-5 job. I own my own travel business as well through vacation travel and things of that nature. So the point you made was where I was trying to go with it, and I thank you for go ahead and shedding that part of the light on that thing for me, because we really determine what strides we can make as far as employment goes. And regardless if, you know, with the degrees that we've been able to obtain with our being able to further our education outside of just high school and things of that nature, it shouldn't be to where we just settle for whatever's given to us, especially when we have the God-given ability and the God-given talent to be able to excel in other areas, so to speak. And so I'm really definitely glad that you pointed that out. And that's one of the main points that I wanted to stress on that thing, is that as far as the employment factor goes, we don't have to just settle for what's given to us. Now, let me flip that coin. We don't, even though I said we don't have to settle for what's being given to us, at the same token, we don't have to. We need to kill the notion of being shiftless and lazy and making all kind of excuses, because, again, as a man, and especially if you're a father, and if you're not able to obtain that job or employment that you want, that doesn't mean that you don't get what you can to be the provider for your family.
And I agree. I put it to you this way. It's an old adage that the old people used to say, a man that don't work, he don't eat. Well, see, let me explain something to you, and we can go back to the 60s. You know, Martin Luther King, he made equality what it is. However, in every success, no good deed goes unpunished. Now, a priori or prior to, you know, the march or the end of segregation, equality, equal rights, we as black people had to depend on self. We had our own black stores, our own black doctors, black lawyers. We were self-sufficient. So integration and equality came with a price. And sometimes we let that price manipulate us to say, okay, we're under the gun or we're under the thumb, so we can allow ourselves not to live up to our potential. So I say to every man, every woman, every child out there, you are somebody special. You know, the only person that limits you is you. See, we, like I said, we came from kings and queens. See, the biggest trick that the devil ever had was to allow, was to prove or make the world think he didn't exist. The biggest trick that the government, that America, that the founding fathers has had on our people as a whole was that we wouldn't work. But let me tell you, you are worthy. You came from kings and queens. It's in your blood. Anything that we touch turns to gold. Any sport we allow to attend, we dominate. You give us a book, we'll master it. So step into your purpose. Do what comes natural. Work hard. Lead by example. Don't let nothing hold you back. That's all
exactly.
I got to say.
Oh, man. Hey, bro, you know what? Those words are coming. That's why I appreciate the level of participation that I have on each and every broadcast. I mean, what I try to attempt is to have such a great sense of diversity. You know, having someone with your background and your knowledge and wisdom that you can oppose, me just kicking back in the cut, moderating as the host or whatever the case may be, and for everyone else, and, oh, my God, this person didn't hit the chat room up three times in a row. I promise I'm about to get to you. Just let me make this point. And what I try to attempt with each and every broadcast is not only to have topics that are relevant and prevalent in today's society, but to make it to be as formative and fact-based as possible. With that being said, I'm going to get to I got my man, Mr. Jonathan S., and he's not saying where he's at. He's in the chat room. Because, you know, Randy, the way the show is set up, you could, like I'm hosting the show. You're able to call in live on the air. I have people that like to that are at work right now that can either also live stream from their desktop computers and things of that nature, or the people that don't want to talk or are not able to, they can still participate by coming to the chat room, and I can read what they say out loud and announce their names. Now, what Mr. Johnson said was, again, first and foremost, congratulations, Kurt, on your second season of Something for the Fellas. We're expecting great things from you. And a shout-out to Mr. Bracken. He gave you a shout-out to Randy. Mr. Bracken's for
appreciate
making those
it.
Profound for making those profound statements. Shows like this not only need to be had, but they need to be listened to, and the advice given needs to be taken to heart. I commend you guys on what you're doing, and I wish more men like you guys would step up and do the same thing. But when they do it in a sense of sincerity. Okay. First and foremost, again, I just want to thank you for being a supporter of Something for the Fellas, first and foremost. And, again, you have also came in with some great points that you're coming in with the chat room with. And that's what we do. You know, Randy, when I first started the show last year, and we're going to stay on top of everything, I never wanted it to be about Curtis. You know, I never wanted it to be, you know, making it seem like I had an agenda or something like that. I was actually approached, and a shout-out to my girl, Tawana Ray, because she's actually the individual that brought me into the arena of Blog Talk Radio, because I co-hosted a couple of shows with her. And they did real well, and I was approached with the idea of forming my own show. And, of course, after praying about it and asking God to give me wisdom to be able to carry a format on my own, I decided to do so, and I was successful at it, you know, always keeping the humility first. But with that being said, we don't never want, at least us, I know and I can speak to you when I say this, we're never the type of men to be agenda-driven. What can we gain out of this thing? The most important thing to me with these broadcasts is that the people that, whether they tune in by calling in live, whether they live stream on the web, or whether they join in by the chat room, is from each and every broadcast, as long as you're able to take something away from the broadcast and apply it to your everyday life, then I feel like I've accomplished the goal with that certain broadcast. This is the next part that we're going to, and again, to the, Mr. Jonathan, I appreciate you also for coming to the chat room with those comments. So we pretty much tackled the strides of employment and everything, and I just had another caller call in. I lost a caller. Your last four was 0379. We're still live. We got about 35 minutes left in the broadcast, so please. And I seen that I had about three more that I guess wherever they're calling from, they weren't able to hang on. But if you're able to, if you're still under the sound of my voice, and we got about, like I said, about 34 minutes left, and you can still call in and chime in on the broadcast and things of that nature. But first and foremost, again, the callers that just dropped that I lost, I appreciate you guys for even calling in. It means the world to me. But so we did pretty much talk about the strides for employment. Let's tackle this this racial equality part of it. You know, on each and every broadcast, what I try to do is as much research so I can make sure that everything is fact based and things of that nature. And someone, and I'm not going to call a name because I wanted him to be on the show, but when we had the conversation before I went live on the air, I hope he didn't get offended. But what I said, you know, when I wanted to bring a part about the racial equality, he's like, well, man, we can't get no better as far as racial equality goes because we got a black president. So, Randy, what I said to the gentleman was, and again, and I hope I didn't come off as being offensive or anything of that nature, but I said, well, yeah, you know, the fact remains that, yes, we do have the first black president of our history, of our nation and things of that nature. But look at it this way. How much hell has our black president caught since he's been in office? How much support has he had coming from the Senate and the House and things of that nature since he's been in office? I mean, I thought that, you know, Randy, just thinking back to watching his first inauguration, his hair was as black as mine is now. And I'm in my 40s, and I'm not ashamed to admit I'm 42 years old, and I don't have a strand of gray hair. And I'm saying this to make a point. When his first inauguration, his hair was just about as black as mine. And then from the first inauguration to the reelection of the second inauguration until present day, you can barely see a strand of black hair in Barack Obama's head. And I'm just making a point. Yeah, exactly. That's the point that I'm making.
He's been stressed out. I want to tell you something. Now, it takes a lot. When you looked at the address the other night, see, a lot of people have created memes and all of this and that about our president of the United States, our POTUS, Mr. Barack, I'm sorry, the president, Barack Obama. But see, let me explain something to you. See, God put him there. See, this was not an accident. See, because what the doors that God opened, can't no man close. See, be for him, against him, indifferent. The results speak for itself. See, the Bible say that a man will be known by the fruits that he bears. Now, this is a man who gas prices dropped. Jobs have increased, the deficit is cut in half, but no matter what he do, he'll still never be equal. See, I can understand that. So since we're talking about equality, I can give you a case point. And I put myself out there saying, okay, I'm an aerospace engineer with a bachelor's in computer science from San Diego State, dual major from UAH, aerospace and mechanical with a math minor. That means I can count. My bottom line is that we're always challenged. Daily on my job, I'm questioned. I can have people, now listen, I have a math mind. A simple equation, something that's additive, I do in my sleep. I can calculate in my head. Yet still I have people of different cultures, different nationalities, and let me be clear, I just say people of other color. Question the fact of me being able to do my job. So I understand where Obama comes from. People may think that he's weak, but no, sometimes you have to be humble. And now he's at a point when he made that statement, I have no more campaigns to run. That means I ain't got to play this game no more. So what I'm going to do now that the ball game is over with, the politics have been played, you can't do nothing to hurt me. Now it's time for me to do my work. See, these next 2 years, people, is when the president can do his work. And that's for you. That's why he introduced education, community colleges, free, understand this. It is for you. Utilize every angle, aspect, because the world ain't fair. And they ain't going to be fair. And I'm going to tell you something. Equality. See, one equals one. That's utopic. That's in a perfect world. But if you never forget where you came from and what your grandparents learned you and taught you. And I did say learn. I am articulate. I know that's the wrong form. But what I'm saying is this. You're still going to have to work twice as hard. Twice as hard, be twice as smart, just to be accepted. The quicker you can understand that, the better life will be. But see, it won't always be that way. Because the Bible says, see, God can't lie. He said those that are first will be last, and those that are last will be. That's why I said read the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. And you understand why we go through as a people what we go through. But see, just as sure as surely as the prophecies had to be fulfilled, Jesus Christ had to be crucified, you and I, my brother and sister, have to go through what we have to go through. But see, that day going to come. Change is coming. And I see it. He sees it. Martin Luther King saw it. He dreamed it. Now it's up to us to position ourselves. Black men, stand up, position yourself, handle your family, so you're able to receive the gift and the blessings that the promised land has to offer. Remember these four cardinal verses: temperance, prudence, fortitude, and justice. Let that be your guide. That's all I got to say.
Hey, bro, everybody might not be ready for that, but those are some great words. But I got Mr. Craig L. Man, I'm getting more chat room involvement than, but that's how it falls. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I have more live callers, and sometimes the chat rooms just blow up. But moving on, I got Mr. Craig L. saying, let me just add this point to your point as far as the racial equality goes. Yes, as far as the racial equality goes, we have made some tremendous strides. But as Mr. Bracken said, as I was listening and typing, we have a long way to go. But regardless of what our race is, we should never let anyone make us feel that we are less than or inferior to their superiority. So kudos to you guys for this show. I just wanted to add my little 2 cents in. Well, Craig, F, I appreciate you, again, first and foremost, for supporting and listening to the show. And you also have made a valid point. And those are good words you just said, brother. Regardless of what the situation is, we should never feel or allow ourselves to feel inferior to anybody. And I'm a firm believer in that, or that we should never succumb to what someone else may think is their superiority. That was a great, great comment that he made right there, and I'm a firm believer in that because the way I look at it is, an analogy that I use in my everyday life is that I put on my pants the same way every other man puts on his, unless you work for the fire department. They're like the only men that I know in the those are the only men I know on the face of the planet that can jump into both legs of their pants in a simultaneous moment. I've never learned that trick, but anyway, again, you know, you and I, we all put on our pants one leg at a time, unless, you work for the fire department. But anyway, that's why I've never felt like anyone was better than I was at anything. Or if they had more knowledge about a particular situation or subject, then I would just try to study, like the Bible says, study to show myself approved. If I don't feel like I'm up to that level, then I need to improve myself. I need to get my studies together and get to that level or exceed that level if I possibly can, so to speak. So I definitely want to thank Craig for coming in with that. Okay, I got one more of this person, and his name is Stephen R., and he's saying is, again, congratulations on the second season of Something for the Fellas. I've been listening to you guys. I'm at work. That's why I cannot call in. But yourself and Mr. Randy are carrying this show real well, and you guys are making some great points. I hope everyone that's either tuning in live now or going to tune in later could take something away from this show and apply it to their life. As far as the racial equality goes, I, too, stand in agreement and agree with both of you men. They're saying, although we have made strides, there's still a long way to go. And I pray to God on a daily basis that we are able to achieve all goals that we set forth
as men, especially black men, to the fullest of our God-given ability. Wow. Again,
amen.
Great words come. Hey, bro, he said a mouthful. Amen. I stand in agreement with that. I touch and agree with him. Again,
oh,
first
yeah.
and foremost, I appreciate you supporting the show and coming in with those comments. They were definitely, I hope and pray that they don't fall on deaf ears. To everybody that's live streaming, because I know a lot of people do have to work tonight and things of that nature, but hey, we're going to keep the show. You know, we're going to keep the show moving, and we're going to keep going, and we're going to make it happen. But and that's what I look for, Randy. Regardless of how the participation takes place, I just look for the participation. And as profound as you are with the points that you're making, you and I could have carried this broadcast by ourselves, but we still got other men that are coming in via the chat room that are making these valid points, that are making these valid statements, and they're participating in their own manner. So for that, I'm definitely appreciative. But, yeah, go ahead, bro.
Yeah. Let me share something with you, brother. See, this is what you don't understand that you're doing. See, you are humble. See, God used a mule, and I know he uses me, he can use a fool like me. But see, you have been obedient to what God has called you to do, and that's reach out to his people. See, you feed his sheep. Not only as a man and a mason on the square, see, it ain't about rhetoric. See, because let me tell you something. When you say you're doing work with anything without action, it ain't nothing. See, you was obedient. You came to that radio station. You put your stuff together. You're reaching out to your people. You're trying to feed these sheep. So, like you said, if it was just me and you, let me tell you what God said. He said, well, there's two or more gathered, I shall be there. So, if you just reach one person and there's millions of people listening, you did your job. So, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So, look at this as success. You got people chiming in, and tomorrow morning, in the midnight hour, at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, somebody going to think about a word that you don't say, that this discussion is led, and going to take hold of his reign and be the strong black man, not even just black man, but the strong man that he needs to be, and lead his family, make wiser choices, and just chew on the fat and be a better person. So I'm giving you kudos. Because if it was no you, it would be no conversation, it would be no chat room, it would be no this. This moment wasn't by happenstance. See, just like that well. See, that well that was there, he met that woman at Samaria in. Jacob had made that well years ago. See, he had a must need. You got this radio station because it's a need. See, you're reaching your people. So kudos to you. Kudos to you.
Man, I definitely appreciate those words, man. It definitely, it just keeps me, my humility up to par where it needs to be. I definitely appreciate that, and I can just feel the sincerity in your voice as you were saying those heartfelt words. So, man, I just want to let you know that I'm definitely thankful and appreciative. And like you said, it was divine appointment. That's what I'm going to use. It was a divine appointment for me to do this broadcast tonight and for you to be my live caller along with these other five gentlemen that have chimed in with the chat room and everything. I don't believe nothing happens by coincidence. I don't believe in luck. What I try to do is a wise man once told me a long time ago when I was a teenager, and, you know, I used to have all of these ideas of how I could do this and do that and do this, that, and the third. But a wise man once told me a long time ago, and I try to apply this for the rest of my life, that you can pretend to care, but you can't pretend to show up.
Exactly.
So with that being said, I touched on that earlier, if we're able to just reach one, then we've accomplished our goal. And like I said, I try to do broadcasts that will leave the person going away with something, that'll leave them, like, at least – putting a thought on their mind or something. Now, if it's to the point to where they change their lives for the better, whatever the case, that's just icing on top of the cake, so to speak. But if it's just, we, like you said, if we can just plant that seed in your mind. You know, just to plant that little seed in your mind, and hopefully it would just grow and continue to cultivate and expand to where it would make you want to do things a different way, or it would make you want to better doing the things that you are doing, but doing them better than you have been, or just look at things in a different light, so to speak. So that's what I try to accomplish with each of these broadcasts. And okay, I got, hold on one second, I got one more person. And who is this? This is Mr. Jesse L. He's coming in. He's like, fellas, I've been listening to you. Kirk, congratulations on the show, your second season. And to Mr. Randy, oh, man, Kirk, you couldn't have picked a better live caller for tonight. Hey, he gave you a shout-out to you, bro. And he's saying that you guys, I've just been listening, and I wasn't going to come into the chat room or anything. I just wanted to listen and take it all in. But I just had to come in and offer this point of view. Each of the comments that you guys are, or each section of comments that you guys are talking about, the employment, the racial equality, and I heard Kirk talk about, you're talking about the social equality, and I'm waiting on the justice part of the show. I promise we're going to get on that next. He's saying you guys are really tackling tough issues, and you are standing out as men, not afraid to do so, and I applaud the both of you. Hey, I speaking for myself and speaking for Randy, we definitely appreciate those words, and that's all we're trying to do. We're just trying to come together and tackle these issues and try to offer feasible solutions, our input, advice, opinions, if you would. Excuse me, and that's what it takes. I feel as long as you got some men that comes together with the utmost sincerity and you're really dedicated about what you're doing, we can definitely make a difference. We can definitely make a difference. I feel that with all my, with every fiber of my being. So I thank you for that comment. And, of course, first and foremost, I thank you for supporting the show. That means the world to me. That's paramount to me right there. But as you said, bro, like I said, we're going to get into this to the session about this justice system. Now, I know this part right here is real touchy about this justice system, but I like to touch on these touchy situations. Not to be controversial, but to be informative. That's what I like to do. I'm not trying to stir no pots, trying to cause no controversy or whatever. I want to be able to put something on your mind. Now, if we think about, and I'm going to let you speak on this in a second, Randy. If we think about, oh, my God, and I already got somebody typing in the chat room as we speak. If we think about the justice system in our society and the things that have been taking place, you know, it's, for lack of a better term or expression, it's been open season on black men, even black children. It's been open season on black women. You know, we can go back to all the events that took place last year to the young lady that got, and I'm not going to call names because we know what happened. We've been following the news. The young lady that was killed in Detroit, Michigan, for knocking on a man's door trying to get help for her car that broke down. You know, people that are familiar that follow current events in the media, whether it be social media or the television or the radio or whatever the case may be. You know, I'm not going to name names. We know about the man that was killed in New York, that was killed by an illegal chokehold. We know about the young man that was killed in Florida by George Zimmerman, that he was acquitted. You know, matter of fact, he was found out guilty in his trial on my birthday, July 13th. I will never forget that day when they found him not guilty. We know about the young man that was killed in Ferguson, Missouri. You know, a life taken at a very young age, had a whole life ahead of him. We know about the young man that was killed in Cleveland, Ohio, at the park. You know, we know about these men, and we could take it back to men that's, we could take it back years and everything, but these are things that have just happened recently in our society. And the question was posed, have strides been taken as far as our justice system goes? And I can answer this twofold. Has it, in my opinion, I would say no. It's blatantly obvious that there is a lot of racism still prevalent in our justice system. is I'm going to just call a spade, like the old folks say, and just put it out there on Front Street, to use the term that these youth use. And we just go, and that's what I like about my show. We can just keep it real. No, the racism is blatant in our justice system, and the examples that I just gave showed it. But at the same time, let me say this. Even though it's been blatant issues of racism in our society as far as the justice system takes, let us not, as black men, and I'm going to say this, Randy, let us not keep adding fuel to the fire to where we make ourselves targets.
I agree.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, you good. What I was saying is, and the point I'm trying to make, when I say let us not continue to make ourselves targets, we don't have to, and I'm speaking to the young men right now, we don't have to continue to follow the status quo of F the police or this, that, and the third, or and I'm trying to keep it as PG as possible. We don't have to fall into that mindset of, oh, I'm hard, or I ain't no punk, or this, that, and the other, because a wise man once told me that it's a difference between bravery and stupidity.
Exactly.
And I'm a firm believer that, you know, we don't have to try to put on for our boys, so to speak, quote unquote, or follow what the trend is or what the crowd is doing and things of that nature. We need more individuals. We need, especially young men. I'm talking to young men right now. We need more young men to stand up and be on their own, become leaders. Stop following the crowd. Stop doing what John and Harry and Steve is doing just because it may or may not seem cool. It's time out for that. Every individual has their own God-given, it's a five-letter word that God gives everybody, and that word is choice. You have a choice to do whatever you want to do, whatever you choose to do. Another, the word choose, deriving from the word choice. So you are able to make your own decisions, to choose your own path. You don't have to follow the trend. You don't have to follow the crowd, the so-called cool, the so-called thugs, or whatever the case may be. So when I say yes, that it is blatant racism in the justice system, but don't fuel the fire by presenting yourself as the what's the word I want to use, Randy? And this word just skips. But don't present yourself in such a negative light to where you're expected to be a certain way or to live a certain way or to commit intentional acts and things of that nature. There you go.
Yeah.
Don't present yourself to be that stereotype. Go ahead, bro.
Let's see. That's the thing. As young black men, see, this is one disadvantage that we have. As young black men and those in the middle age, you know, I like the fact that you said you're 42, Kirk. That's actually a perfect number. You know, from an engineering perspective, in science, 42 is the perfect number. I myself, I'm 43, and I'll be 44 next month. However, with that being said, this is the thing, and I agree 100% with Kirk. Young men, young brothers and sisters, don't fuel the fire. See, my granddaddy told me a long time ago, man, it's more than one way downtown. See, you know, and I'm going to speak to these young folks like it was my young, you know. It's like a lottery. If you want to win it, you got to be in it. The game, you can't change the game if you're on the sideline. You see what I'm saying? So in order to get into this game and get this equality thing right, or to make social injustice correct, you got to approach it and line yourself up so you can make a difference where the difference counts. See, it's one thing to be in the street. And let me talk to you. Like, if you're in the game, if you're in the street, you're out there hustling. You're doing your thing. If you ain't built for them streets, they got sidewalks for you. But see, what action is happening in society on the social injustice level, it's really in them streets. So that means you got to line yourself up. Get a proper education. Get in the game. Play that man. Beat that man in his game. Position yourself to where you can be on the inside, to where you can be on the board of directors, where you can be someone that's your vote counted in the legislative branches except to change these laws. You could be the man that's running for senator, governor, mayor, to have a voice to represent your people. Now, not by looting and burning down buildings, tearing up and destroying your own neighborhoods, complaining, robbing and stealing the way you have a felony, and you can't even vote. You know, we all make choices of the system, and trust me, I understand. See, Kurt said something earlier. He was in the military. See, I was in the military, too. I left in the military, left to go to the military when I was 18 years old. I was in the Navy for 10, 9.5 years. I'm a disabled veteran. But I remember, see, when I was 12 years old, I worked. See, life choices, he said that five-letter word. We all have a choice. See, at the end of the day, you can't blame nobody for your situation but you. I've been there, I've done that. I used to say, oh, man, the man got me bad. The man got, yeah, there's going to be some things that don't go your way. But see, you got to persevere. You got to press on, push through, make wise decisions and choices. Do not let a temporary situation become a permanent resolution. What I'm saying is this. Don't let something simple, a spur of the moment action, cause you detriment for the rest of your life. From relationships to picking and choosing your baby mamas, I done been there too. Going out doing something stupid that's going to cause you grief later on, a felony to where you can't vote, you can't get a good job. So you got to position yourself. And see, I can't get mad at these young brothers and sisters because guess what? We've been a lost generation. But see, we've got to get that generation back. We had a generation of kids raising kids. Black men, step up. Handle your business. Take care of your family. First, take care of yourself. In order for you to do all that, you got to line yourself up with God. Recognize where your help comes from. You can't make it by yourself. I don't care who you are. Period. You've got to be lined up to receive the blessing that you're supposed to get. And once you get to see, because God said, you know what? Jeremiah 29, I swear, I know the plans I have for you. You know what I'm saying? There's good things, hope and purpose. Good things he got for you. Reach out and grab your dreams. He said, you have not because you ask not. Crumble yourself down. Be a man. The streets don't make you no man. That dope don't make you man. That's temporary. Look for long term. Be an example. Lead by example. Take time out to mentor a child. If you don't have a child, find one. Get yourself right. But you can't do it by yourself. You know, he says, basically, get together in fellowship. That's what Kirk tries to do. Kirk is constantly trying to bring brothers together. You know what? If you lay down with dogs, you wake up with fleas. But if you get down with people that's doing positive things, you too will do positive things. And that's what we got to do. You know, iron sharpens iron. So brothers, encourage one another. Cut the hate now. Be together. Do things. Put activities together. Let these little children see you doing a positive thing. When I was a child, I remember Big Mama House. Christmas. Everybody was there. See, we don't have them things. We lose our roots. See, we got to find ourselves before we completely lost. And that's all I'm saying. But somebody got to take control before control takes us. That's it.
Outstanding. Man, great word, bro. Great word. And real quick, I got Mr. Ronald M. who's chimed in, and what he said is, hey, you guys have said a mouthful, both of you, Mr. Randy and yourself, Curtis, you guys have did this show. I definitely appreciate it, but just let me say one thing about this justice system. Yes, it is still racism, and no, we are not doing the necessary steps to intervene on its behalf. The point that I'm trying to make is we as black men and the younger black men, so that the generation does not continue to be lost, we have to take advantage of the rights and privileges that our ancestors and forefathers have bled, fought, and died for, so that we are able to fulfill the promise.
Amen.
So that, and he said that don't let any situations prevent you, whether you have to stand out from the crowd, be that individual. You are able to make that difference. You have it in you. Vote. Use your rights. Vote for elected officials that you know will definitely represent the issues that you have in mind and in your heart. It can be done. It will be done. Stop taking no for an answer.
There you go.
Ronald, sir, I definitely first and foremost want to thank you for not only supporting Something for the Fellas, but for offering those great words of wisdom. Hey, man, Randy, he said a mouthful with that one, Doc. Again, and it all boils down to that five-letter word. We have the choices. We can do it. Can't nobody he said such a key point. Our ancestors, even correlating back to that film movie and the other movies that have come to the theaters or that's just made it to television, whatever the case may be, we have some that have paid the ultimate price, and we can't lose sight of that.
Exactly.
We cannot let what our ancestors and those have done before us, what they've done, we cannot let it be in vain. You know,
I've heard
people say they don't vote because it's their vote won't matter. The crooks are still going to be put in office. Now, if we have that attitude, then of course won't nothing change.
Well, see, that's a trick from the devil that I was saying. That's a trick.
Exactly.
The devil trick to say he don't exist. They trick you now saying your vote don't count. Your vote is powerful. It counts. Even though this is a red state, it counts. But see, it's like the lotto. You can't never win it unless you get in it. You can't win a lotto if you don't buy a ticket. You can't change the game if you ain't in it. So you got to get up off your tail, off your laurels, get in the game, and give that good fight. You got to fight. They ain't going to give you nothing. Ain't nothing free. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? You got, see, Martin Luther King got it to the door. But how many of us going to walk through it? See, he started the dream. We can't let it be a nightmare. We got to finish.
Exactly. Exactly. So, with that being said, man, I can't believe, bro, this. Oh, let me do this. Man, this hour done flew by. I want to thank John. I want to thank Nathaniel. I want to thank Craig. I want to thank Jerry. I want to thank Mr. Ronald. And I want to thank Mr. Steve. Those are the individuals that came into the chat room. I definitely want to thank you guys. You guys have all brought some very great words. And it is my hope and my prayer that, and I also want to thank you, Randy. And real quick, Randy,
yes,
you got about 30 seconds if you want to give us some closing remarks.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you, Curtis. I want you to continue doing what you're doing. I'm inspired just by the fact, man, that you're leading by example. If there's ever anything that I can do, please let me know. And see, and I want to tell men something real quick. This is something simple. You never know what child is watching what you're doing. No matter if you're doing something good or you're doing something bad, if some little eye is watching you, those are our future leaders. So whether they see you in public or in the dark, do something. Be doing something positive. You never know when. That's all I can say.
Again,
you
bro, I love you,
change.
Man, and the feeling is definitely mutual, bro. You got me whenever you need me. You already got my phone number. I got yours. I appreciate you being on tonight's broadcast. To the eight gentlemen that came into the chat room, I definitely appreciate you guys. And to my listeners, I appreciate you guys for supporting Something for the Fellas. I'm definitely appreciative. I'm eternally grateful. I will always remain humbled by it. And as always, and again, real quick, for those that can make it to that historic event, myself will be there. Randy will be there with me. March the 8th, if you're in the sound of my voice and you can make it to Selma, Alabama, we're going to be doing the reenactment, the 50-year anniversary of Bloody Sunday. So if you're able to make it, and again, the Something for the Fellas 3rd Annual Father's Day event will be this year, June 13th. I love you all, and as always, in closing, let's get it. Enough said.
Amen.
Thank you, Coach.